Kenneth, I think he might be awake.
Oh, that's nice, dear.
I can hear him, up there, making noise.
Yes, dear.
I think he wants something to eat.
Not again.
When did you last feed him?
Didn't you put some biscuits in his bowl?
Yes, but that was last weekend, Kenneth. Shouldn't we give him something else?
Can we afford to?
He's your father, Kenneth.
Oh, right then. I suppose we better let him have some offal.
You are listening to the sound of offal, 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 offal,
Do I feel awful?
Oh dear. You've got it all over you again. You're covered in awful. There, there. Now pop it in your headphones and press play. Let it wiggle along your earpipes and massage your brain grooves. Relax. Awful is a Mass Effect auditory hallucination, best experienced alone, then spread from phone to phone like a virus. You are now a carrier. You are become awful.
This is the fable of Abel Stain. Abel Stain works in a label maker's cave. Do you know what I mean by this? Maybe you call them something different here, but where I'm from, we call them label maker caves, and Abel arrives at 7 a.m. saying, "Look, oh look, you mustn't think I'm being ungrateful. I like my job, and we cannot be fussy. Now, a job is a job. I'm grateful to be working. But I am just saying, it is so much nicer to be here with you." But yes, we arrive at 7 a.m. and we start to label things, and once we have labeled a few things, we wander about searching for the other things that have been previously labeled in the same way, and then we clump them together, or they wander off and drift together of their own accord, which we call drifting. So it's labeling, clumping, or drifting work, and in a typical day I would do maybe 5 words. 5 labels. Yesterday I did hesitations, pollens, ziplocs, baharats and slick ricks, and it was the same as any other day, except that I knew I would be seeing you here today in the not flesh or the yes flesh, and every clump and drift buzzed with the anticipation suddenly meant something, every word. It was erotic, knowing what I know about labels and you, and the fact that one day, tomorrow, won't arrive. There will be nothing more to label. Imagine that. But in the meantime, Herb Robert, Stinking Bob, Ground Elder Fat Hen, Greenall Knotweed, Piss Leaf Madder, Lickthorn Sardine, Meanie Maiden Hair, Shamrock, Plantain, Goosegrass, Orteca, Bumfluff, Tufted Vetch, Perfume Box, Adderwort, Butt Sprout, Waterdock, Pagel Eagle, Edwards, Devil Breath, Beggar's Button, God's Teeth, Fairy Toothbrush, Indigo Crotch, Pass Piet, Fever, 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 Fear, Jacob's Nest, Jacob's Wife, Bit Jacob's Breast, Galnut Walnut, Monk's Hood, Monk's Wood, Monk's Up to No Good, Poison Pod, Gardener's Ket, Knockover, Oakham, Tansy, Ragwort, Thoroughwax. Thank God it's tea time. You and me time.
You are listening to the sound of awful.
This body was carried, this fortune, full and free, to all parts, so ever they be, whatsoever they be, in what part, soever they be, to every of them, and every of them, gluing, all and singular, of all and singular, whatsoever they be, all and singular, of all and all
and singular?
Awful. The worst is yet to come.
Yee, this is Snoop Doggy Ding Dong, and you be listening to the dirty ass sound of awful.
Sunday, 11:07 p.m. The leopard seal slammed the penguin's body against the sea's churning surface, an ingenious way of removing its skin. The penguin spirit left its body, and with it went the seal's interest. The camera cut to a montage of underwater shots that showed the slow descent of the mangled carcass to the seabed. What lessons was this nature documentary teaching her? That exhibitions of strength only feel good when there's a witness. That leopard seals are cruel for fun. She rolled another spliff, the kind she'd only make for herself, meticulously gathering every last crumb from her weed tray and packing it out with more tobacco than she'd like to admit. It smoked. That's all that mattered. She picked up her phone, sending a string of hearts into the night. Monday, 12:50 p.m. A middle-aged woman touted bags of sliced mango at the entrance to Maria Hernandez Park. Two small children played at her feet, their faces sticky with juice. He passed her on his skateboard most days in the summer months, a sign of the session ahead. He'd barely been on his board 5 minutes, but sweat was already blistering at his temples. On the hottest days, the younger kids skated bare-chested, damp tees swinging from their back pockets. More often than not, his elbows and knees met concrete, trading blood for grit. It felt good to fuck himself up. He'd said this more than once. The pain a reminder he was alive or something. When the scabs fell away, he'd get more. He picked up his phone, flicking it to camera mode to send her a shot of his latest wound.
Hello? Hello? I don't suppose you have a copy of a book called Offal by J.R. Hartley? It is rather old. You do. Wonderful. My name, J.R. Hartley.
A treatise on racism in Africa through the eyes of a coke-sniffing clown? Alas, it's not for me. Much to admire, and the writing is sound. But alas, it's not for me. A work of autofiction set in Croydon about a fragile male beat a cuck broken by the misery of a corporate marketing career? Alas, it's not for me. Try removing all the jokes, and I fear there is not much of a novel left behind. On that basis, alas, it's not for me. A story about an obese man made to wear a bear suit who becomes the surrogate child of a demented couple? Alas, we don't think this is for us. This is no reflection on the quality of the work, just that this particular piece is not what we are looking for at this time. So alas, it's not for us. An AI novel crossed with a castaway epic featuring a mixed-race heroine written by a bald white man? Alas, it's not for me. I'm certain it'll find representation, and indeed be published elsewhere. But alas, it's not for me. Like Ridley Walker, but set on Mars? Alas, it's not a book for me. I thought this was really well done, but I found myself at something of a remove from the setting, having never been to Mars. So alas, it's not a book for me. Monkey Tennis, set in Wimbledon in the style of Shakespeare, written on 1,000 typewriters? I'm intrigued. This sounds like a new and authentic voice, a deeply felt experience from an exciting new talent. Please send the full manuscript. Having read much of it, however, we regret that this is just not for us. Alas, alack, alarum, and alakazam. Now fuck off!
Dost thou desire to live awfully? In order of appearance, Offal was written and performed by Rachel Decent, Len Izzard, Dirk Thrust, L. Ron Hubris, Penelope Antigone, Zoe K.K., Margaret O'Margi, Valerie Manifesto, Brad Muscle, Kim Lindisfarne, Derek Lazenby, Bo Chisel, Sue Bido, Jessica Manifesto, Angus Croydon, Brenifesto, Angus Croyon, Brent Farquharson, Ron Dahl, Victoria Siempre, Alison Gunsmoke Saxon, Angel Bonaparte, Heather Wimple, Genevieve Fullness, Lizzie Panzer Faust, Jed Cocaine, Dustin Frangipani, Virgil Blouse, Jorvik McCorky, Jorvik Mason Porky, Jorvik Jorvikson, and Newman, Helen Nananan, Herman Canute, Chrissy Viswas, Lisbeth Trunt, Kurt Shanks, Blaze Normal, Angelica Lovey, Felicity Brexit, Saxon Blofeld, Nutsford Johnson, Gail Mays, Baron Henry de Worms, Veruca Salmon, Barrington Goldfinger, Athel Rayard Goldstein, Jeremy Bethlehem Goldstein, Jeremy Bethlehem, Norman Arab, and Harry Christ.
If you'd like to make sure you don't miss any more helpings of Offal, send a WhatsApp message to England on 0330133652 right now, and our team of fully automated customer service drones will be delighted to assist.